Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to talk a little more about the broadcast last night of the January 6th Commission's hearing on the insurrection on January 6th. One thing occurred to me, I don't know if it occurred to you, besides the fact that the testimony from Carolyn Edwards, the police officer, about how badly she was beaten and injured and pepper sprayed and tear gassed by the mob, I think this is going to have an effect that isn't immediately apparent, and that is this. It's going to be the effect on Merrick Garland. You know, up until now, there's been so much evidence of what Trump did. There are felonies all over the place. It's, you know, I mean, even the Pink Panther, Inspector Clouseau, you know, if he sees enough dead bodies, he got to think there's something going on here. Even the Pink Panther. And Garland is the ultimate Pink Panther. He's sitting there going, oh, okay, well, we need what, more evidence? Well, not only is this a lot of evidence, but it is so compelling. And every major network in the country, except Fox News, broadcast it live. This is a lot of pressure on him to do something. And you know who it's also a lot of pressure on? Apparently, I think there are 9 people on that commission. Only 2 of them spoke, Benny Thompson and Liz Cheney. But all the rest of them, there is some word that some of them are reluctant to refer Trump for prosecution on the theory that maybe this is going to look like a banana republic move to just throw the last guy in jail. Once you've seen this, once you have seen the video of that videographer, of that the documentary he was making, I've never seen that video before, and the violence, the viciousness, the hatred, the obscenities and everything, you will know that Trump committed a felony by doing this seditious conspiracy. And some of them have been charged already, the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys. And if Ron Johnson in our state continues to say that this is just a bunch of fellas letting off steam, and he would have been worried if it had been Black Lives Matter. If you look at that video, Ron Johnson said a lot of things that are flat out false. Certainly on things like vaccine and ivermectin and vaccines causing HIV and all this, where he goaded and enabled a guy who was taking that position, saying things like, well, what you say may be right. Yeah, there's all of that. And it's also true that he said he doesn't trust the CIA and the FBI. He trusts Putin and his intelligence. That's all the case. However, if he, after this presentation, goes around saying, oh, well, this is just a bunch of fellas, anybody, even somebody who is disposed to support him, has got to say, we don't want that in the Senate. In any event, anybody on that committee who is reluctant to refer Donald Trump for prosecution to Merrick Garland, after this presentation, I think that this was directed to them initially, and they're going to change their minds. And secondly, I think it was directed to Merrick Garland. If he sits there and says, yeah, I watched all this. Yeah, it was a little tough, but I don't think there was a felony committed by Donald Trump. I don't see how he can continue as attorney general, quite frankly. Something's got to be done about this. There's got to be a grand jury convened, and Trump, Giuliani, Don Trump Jr., Mo Brooks, the rest of them, they've got to be indicted. And what was fascinating was the revelation that I had not heard before, that Scott Perry, the Republican congressman from Pennsylvania, and other congressmen, they said, plural, they didn't name them, all called Trump after January 6th, begging for pardons. And he didn't give them to him. Let me give you an example of one of these characters, Lauren Boebert of Rifle, Colorado. She has a district that encompasses Aspen. It encompasses Snowmass Village. It encompasses the resort at Missouri Heights. And a lot of these, you know, some of the wealthiest people in the country are out there. And they're not crazy, but many of them don't live there and vote there. They live and vote on the coast. So somehow she gets in. She admitted on tape, and this was a separate story from the broadcast last night. She admitted on tape that she live tweeted the locations of various House members during the insurrection itself, Nancy Pelosi and others, to the mob, and that would have enabled them to kill them. There's a Republican congresswoman from the West Coast named Jaime Herrera Butler. She's a Republican. And on this audio tape, she is saying, quote, is it true, Lauren, that you were live tweeting from the floor, our location, to the people on the outside as we were being attacked? On audio, Lauren Boebert says, yes, those tweets did go out. And this was something that was live and public information. It was broadcast live. And Representative Jaime Butler said, so don't ask us about security if you're telling the attackers where we are at. Because Boebert had been to complain about security. Boebert was in contact with the Stop the Steal organizers days before the insurrection. She also gave a late-night Capitol tour 3 weeks ahead of January 6 in violation of Capitol procedures. The members of the mob were not the only people who attacked our Constitution and our Capitol. The Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys were not the only people who attacked our Constitution and our Capitol. Republican members of Congress attacked our Constitution and our Capitol. Republican members of Congress. And I'm not just talking about when the vote came up whether to certify that Joe Biden won the election, and about, I think it was something along the lines of two-thirds of the Republicans, about 140, 50 of them, voted against certifying Joe Biden and voted to certify Donald Trump. Yes, that attacked our Constitution and our Capitol, too. But the ones that were calling for pardons did more than that. Scott Perry met in the White House before the insurrection and was plotting the coup. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan met in the White House with Trump and was plotting the coup. And by the way, if the Republicans take over the House, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan of Ohio will be the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. He will be the one that can make or break any judicial appointment, including Supreme Court and Court of Appeals in the country. He will be the one that will pass on many of the issues that he conspired in the White House to overturn. Think about that. And the subset of people who ask for pardons are the ones in the Republican caucus, over and above voting fraudulently to install a guy who lost the election. Over and above that. They didn't ask for pardons for that. You only ask for pardon if you think that you can be accused and are in risk of being found to have committed a felony. A felony. And that's what happened here. Trump didn't give any of them pardons. He didn't even give Giuliani pardons, but he gave them to Paul Manafort, Mike Flynn. He gave them to Steve Bannon, Roger Stone. The operatives, the plumbers, he did not give them to his co-conspirators. And I think it may have been because he was afraid that once they got them, they'd rat on him. They would turn like dogs on him. Whereas if he doesn't give it to them, they can still try to turn like dogs. But his lawyers can say, well, they're doing it to save their own worthless skins. This is what's going on in the Republican Party. Going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.